97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you joined us on this Friday morning. We've still got so much to get to. The fallout from the election, of course, on Tuesday. We're still talking about that, and it just continues. The media, I mentioned this yesterday, is suddenly shocked that Denny Hoskins, the Republican who won the Secretary of State race in the primary, believes in paper ballots. Now, I know this is a shocking admission to most of you, but believe it or not, we voted with paper ballots for many, 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 many years, and it wasn't a problem. And then suddenly somebody decided we should use computers. And not everyone's been happy about that, and a lot of people feel that it opens up for the possibility of problems. And, you know, Denny Hoskins has been one of the ones out front for years, even when he was a senator, talking about the need to make sure that we're using paper ballots and to potentially, he has proposed before, get rid of machines altogether to eliminate the possibility of any problems there. And I think that, of course, the coverage of this has political overtones. They would love to damage him somehow for a general election. So we're going to talk to Denny Hoskins this morning at about 7:05. I'm going to get him on here because you know what happened yesterday, Kim? I know you'll be surprised by this. The Virginia governor mandated paper ballots for the November election. Mandated. To make sure that there would be no questions in Virginia about how people voted.
Have the riots broken out on the street from the left?
It could. It could. But it's not that he's getting rid of scanner machines necessarily, but he is forcing them to go back to paper ballots where you're not actually voting on a computer. That's only slightly different than what Denny Hoskins is promoting here for the state of Missouri. We'll talk to him. We'll get his thoughts on that at 7:05. Of course, today is the anniversary of the Ferguson situation that turned into Fergistan, that turned into the Ferguson effect. There have been books written on it about the impact it's had on police officers, right, across the country and their ability to hire police officers. I mean, in the Ferguson situation, one police officer's career ended. And he did nothing wrong, despite hours of relentless attacks and interviews by different public officials, including the president of the United States and Eric Holder, the attorney general at the time under Barack Obama. They turned the place upside down looking for some reason to charge him, and they couldn't. But it still ended his career, which they're happy about, believe it or not. It's pathetic. We're going to talk more about that this hour. And then before the show's over, we have former Ferguson chief Tom Jackson joining us. But right now, Carl, let's get to the top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I think right now we need from VP Harris adopt the demands of this coalition that are asking and demanding to end the killing of Palestinians and occupation of Palestinians.
Wow, that is that's a Palestinian American who says Kamala Harris will 100% lose Michigan if she doesn't reverse her policy on Gaza.
We believe in the collective.
We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, trying to separate us, trying to pull us apart. That's not where the strength lies.
Thank you, Comrade Harris, for our manifesto today. We truly appreciate that. And I'm sure those union labor leaders did as well.
I think the base is 75% of the country, far beyond the Republican Party, because we're a party of common sense, and I'm a person of common sense. I want to have low taxes. I want to have strong borders. I want to have a strong military.
The media is still not sure what hit him yesterday, but they don't like it. A presidential candidate that would actually stand in front of you for 1 hour and take questions from reporters you didn't even know. They're so unaccustomed to that, they didn't know how to react.
Okay, we're taking a stealing in progress from 9101 West Florissant, 9101 West Florissant. Subject may be leaving the business at this time. Stand by for further.
I'm clear. I'm right here.
Yeah, that's part of the 911 call from Ferguson, Missouri, 10 years ago today, after a store owner called in to report a strong armed robbery. You've probably seen the video by now of Mike Brown and his cohort who walked into the store and basically pushed the store owner, the convenience store owner. I mean, Mike Brown was a big kid, despite the fact that the initial pictures you saw of him were from like eighth grade or something. He was a giant of a man, and he pushed this guy and grabbed the box of Swisher Sweets and walked out. And the guy called the police, which is what you do in a situation like that. Unless, of course, your real goal is criminal justice reform, which is justice for criminals. You should have ignored that. This is what I've always been fascinated about with the people who complained about the policing in Ferguson all those years ago. Are you supposed to just ignore criminality? You can't ignore criminality at any level, or it just breeds more of it. How have we not learned this lesson 10 years later? But you're going to watch a piece on CBS Network tonight called 13 Days in Ferguson, and they'll have dramatic music playing out of the bottom of it, and they'll use all of the sound bites again about hands up, don't shoot, and they'll paint Mike Brown as some sort of a victim here, and that just pisses me off. The victim here was Darren Wilson. The victim here was common sense approaches to public safety. And the goal of the people pushing that agenda starting 10 years ago today was to have less police on the street to let criminals get away with more criminal activity. There was only one person responsible for Mike Brown's death that day, and that's Mike Brown. Now, his parents, I'm sure, were heartbroken over it. We've heard their sound bites from it. They weakly attempted to get people not to overreact, but of course, I don't know how much their hearts were in that, because Ferguson burned. Ferguson burned that day. And why did it burn? Well, part of the reason was people like Lewis Head, who was the then boyfriend of Leslie McSpadden. I don't know whatever happened to him, but this is what he did because he was so unhappy.
Burn his bitch down! Burn his bitch down!
Yeah, and guess what? That's exactly what happened. They burned the Quick Trip, they burned buildings, they looted, they used it as an excuse for, I don't know, very much like the BLM riots that ensued several years later in the summer of 2020. And by then, it had been beaten into the heads of people that, hey, you better back off and not charge these people, like all of the thugs that looted downtown St. Louis after the Stockley verdict, and everything was okay. We're not going to press charges against any of them. Well, few of them, I think. Maybe one or two got charged. That was it.
You know, there's a unity walk planned for this morning in about 3 hours to mark the anniversary.
Just get used to this for tonight, and I'll leave you with this. This is Mike Brown's dad, Mike Brown Sr. And one thing you learn in TV production over the years is if you can put a little bit of dramatic music under something, it makes it seem worse. I'm not saying the guy wasn't emotional about the loss of his son. That's not what I'm saying at all. The media pumps these things up to make them seem more dramatic.
We didn't see what the world's saying. When we got there, Mike was covered up. But it was key things. It was a hat that we had shared. You know, I had gotten married a few months earlier. He was my best man. The flip-flops that, you know, we brought together. Two of them was in the street. This is a kind of big guy up under this little sheet. You know, the people that had got rage like me got a lot of that feel from him laying on the ground for so long.
Yeah. They all made a big deal over about how long the kid laid in the street. We're going to hear from the police chief who was chief in Ferguson that day, Tom Jackson, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you hear her?
Will you commit to doing daily press briefings if you're elected?
Daily press briefing? Why would I do that? I would give you all the press briefings you want. Look what I'm doing here. But why would I do a daily press? You'd get tired of me very fast. No, but I will give you total access, and you'll have a lot of press briefings, and you'll have from me. Now, are you talking about from me or from a press secretary? Well, yeah, probably they'll do something. If it's not daily, it's going to be a lot. You'll have more than you want.
they don't want more Trump, but they love more Trump, right? I hope somebody other than me listened to this. I just put my AirPod in and listened to the whole hour, and it was about an hour and 2 or 3 minutes, it seems like. I listened to the whole thing, and I couldn't even hear all the questions because most of the reporters were off mic and yelling at him. At one point, Trump said, "That's a stupid question."
You have not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. Tomorrow you'll be in Montana, which is not a swing state. Some of your allies have expressed concern that you're not taking this race seriously, particularly
what
at a time where there is enthusiasm on the other side. Why haven't you been campaigning this week?
Because I'm leading by a lot.
Leave it to Trump to just
stupid question.
Say a stupid question. The media needs to ask Kamala Harris, why has she not done any sit-down interviews, unscripted interviews? It's funny how they can so easily ask Trump this and criticize him for anything that he does on the campaign trail, but not Kamala.
The crowd size question yesterday is what distracted them. Like, I don't know. I'd love to know what goes on in the brain of Trump, but I think to myself, any time you invoke Martin Luther King, You got to have a good reason for doing it, right? Simply doing a you-know-what measuring contest with a major civil rights activist. People look back on the civil rights speech that Martin Luther King gave there in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and in their brains, there were 12 million people there, right? They've seen the black and white video of the crowd size filling the reflecting pool area outside when he was given the speech. And there were clearly a lot of people there. And so Trump has to compare his crowd on January 6th to his speech at the Ellipse as the biggest crowd he's ever had. Probably as big as, and I know they'll never admit it, what Martin Luther King drew when he spoke that day outside of the Lincoln Memorial. I don't know, but it's just one other way to piss off the media. Listen.
Mr. President.
Say.
Are you worried at all about the size of Harris's crowds?
Oh, give me a break.
And he goes,
listen,
on.
I had 107,000 people in New Jersey. You didn't report it. I'm so glad you asked. What did she have yesterday? 2,000 people? If I ever had 2,000 people, you'd say my campaign is finished. It's so dishonest, the press. And here's a great example. I had in Michigan recently 25,000 people, and 25,000 people we just couldn't get them in. We had in Harrisburg 25,000 people, and 20,000 people couldn't get in. We had so many. Nobody ever mentions that. When she gets 1,500 people, and I saw it yesterday on ABC, which they said, oh, the crowd was so big. I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size. And no, they never say the crowd was big. That's why I'm always saying turn around the cameras.
Here's the thing about the J6 speech he was talking about, comparing it to Martin Luther King. The left lost their mind about that. The at the time, the National Park Service or the park police or whatever still estimated crowd size. They don't do that anymore because they got in trouble for it, right? They were always wrong. And they're all the estimates today in the history books will lead you to believe there were a million people there for the civil rights speech. I don't know if there were or not. I've seen pictures of it. It was huge. I was there on January 6th. There were at least 250,000 people, if not more, there. It was packed. You couldn't get anywhere near the ellipse. We stood over near the Washington Monument. The entire field was back-to-back, covered with people. There were a lot of people there. But, of course, they won't estimate that crowd size because they don't want you to know how many people showed up pissed off that day about whatever shenanigans went on in the 2020 election. That's what they don't want to talk about. All right, coming up, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole. We got in other news coming up. Next hour, Senator Denny Hoskins is going to join us. So, Kim, I have to ask you again. You guys brought up the Olympic pole vaulter thing the other day. I saw a tweet that I didn't quite understand, so I wanted to ask you about it.
But you finally saw the actual video itself,
the girl,
right?
The girl put out a tweet that said that now on a first date, she asked a guy if he has any interest in pole vaulting. I mean, this thing's gone viral.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Did you finally see the video?
I did see the video. Okay. I did see the video. But what I was far more interested in yesterday was the men's basketball team, who came this close to losing in like the semifinal round.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to go on and play. But they were down 15 points in the third quarter, and they had to rely on Steph Curry, and they barely won. They won by 4 points over Serbia.
Yep.
Because they've won the gold medal 5 times in a row, like they should. They're the 8 or 10 best basketball players in the entire world. But, of course, all these other teams are using their NBA players, too. And right. That Dokic guy was playing for Serbia, and he just about beat him yesterday.
And now they play the home country, France, for the finals.
Yeah, that'll be a good
game. The crowd will be against them.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm not watching any of this live. I think this morning sometime that 16-year-old kid ran in the 4x400 relay, and I'm anxious to see how that turned out. I haven't seen it yet.
I watched one of the relays with men and women. I didn't even know that they did that, where the men would hand the baton off to the woman and vice versa.
Yep.
And at the last second, it was the Netherlands and the United States, and the Netherlands girl who was in front just randomly falls. So the U.S. took it.
Wow. I did not see it.
What are the odds of that happening?
Running and swimming.
Right in front of where she was going to cross the finish line, she falls.
I'll have to go back and look that one up. Let's check in with Nicole, too. Nicole Murray, have you been watching any of the Olympics?
We've been trying to keep it on here in studio whenever we can.
Yes.
You know, trying to watch as much as I can.
Did you saw I think it's called artistic swimming. the ladies did the moonwalk. They were like, you know, of course, upside down in the water, and they moonwalked, and that's kind of gone viral.
That is impressive.
Is this what they used to call synchronized swimming? Have they changed the name for some reason?
To me, it was synchronized swimming, but now apparently it's artistic swimming.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. I have a proposal at the latest IOC meeting. Let's change the name of this sport for no other reason than it sounds better. That's all it could be. I'm sure it was incredible. I haven't seen the video yet, but I have struggled to swim across a pool. I have no idea how those people tread water for that long.
I was going to say, I've also really loved the water polo, which that's
incredible athletes.
Those tread
people
water
are
is
just
phenomenal.
Amazing. Oh, I know. Just crazy. Nicole, what's going on out there in the business world?
Okay, so futures are slightly higher after the indexes notched their best day yesterday since 2022. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 683, the NASDAQ up 464, and the S&P 500 up 119. Owners of the Ameristar Casino Resort has announced plans to triple the size of its convention center to lure more large-scale events to St. Charles County. In addition to its existing 22,000-square-foot convention center space, the property includes a 130 30,000 square foot casino, nearly 400 hotel rooms, 7 restaurants and cafes, a spa, and other features. Construction on the expansion is expected to be finished by the fall of 2025. For St. Louis, big area lots are set to close as the retailer plans to shutter potentially up to 315 stores. However, the retailer did not provide a timeline for when those locations will cease operations. These changes come as the discount store chain continues to have a drop in revenue. This past quarter, Big Lots reported net sales dropped by 10% compared to the same quarter last year. Aerospace veteran Robert Kelly Ortberg has become Boeing's new CEO with a singular mission: restore the reputation of the U.S. plane manufacturer. On Ortberg's first day Thursday, he took time to walk the floor of Boeing's factory in Renton, Washington, where it builds its best-selling but problematic 737 MAX. Sources say Ortberg plans to talk with employees and review safety and quality plans, with similar visits ahead at other Boeing plants. Boeing shares are down 37% so far this year. Delta Airlines said last month's CrowdStrike outage and subsequent mass flight cancellations cost it roughly $550 million. This includes a $380 million revenue hit in the current quarter and an associated $170 million expense. Delta has said the carrier will pursue legal action against Microsoft and CrowdStrike to recoup the cost of the incident. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in more than a year. The rate fell to 6.47% from 6.73% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. This is the second straight weekly drop in the average rate. And finally, Costco Wholesale will start scanning membership cards at the entrance of all its stores instead of having employees manually check each individual card. Leadership said the new system will save employees and shoppers time with quicker entry and checkouts.
So, I mean, people have been doing this since 2000. Why did it take them 24 years to decide you should have to scan your card to get in?
I predict that this is going to become a measure that they use to make sure, like, I use my mom's Costco card all the time. I bet you this is going to be something that they use to make sure people are actually paying for their individual memberships.
100%. This is like what Netflix did, where they cracked down on how many people were sharing the password. And I was kicked off my family's, because before you absolutely could share it.
Yeah, but if all they're doing is scanning it,
Well, no. So they're scanning it, and if it comes up that yours is expired or inactive, before you're allowed to go into the store, they force you to go over to the counter.
No, I get that.
And they're making you have a photo ID on your Costco membership card. So if yours doesn't have a photo ID, you have to show your driver's license.
Oh.
Or some sort of an identification to prove it's you.
So basically, I'm screwed.
So go stock up now, Nicole. You won't be going back unless you get your own membership.
Love Costco.
All Costco cards had your picture on it.
Mine does.
I mean, on the back, though, like if they're really going to take time to check and make sure it's you and that it looks like you, this kind of automates it.
Yeah, my picture's
you know
on
what?
There. Pretty soon it's going to be like TSA, and they're going to do facial recognition on you to make sure you're not cheating, right?
Nicole, just say you identify as whatever your mom's name is. You really can't argue with that these days.
Yeah.
That's true. Who are you to tell me I'm not her?
Oh my gosh, I love this. Ugh, yeah. I love Costco, but this hurts my heart. The samples and everything, it's just why.
You know
why
what's coming?
I just go for the hot dogs.
The hot dogs are fantastic, but they're going to hike those membership fees, I bet, because once they lure people in, I bet they're going to... Didn't they just increase prices?
But as long as they don't increase the price of the hot dog, I mean, you're still saving
Mark
money.
Just cares about the hot dog.
I'm just kidding.
Of all things. Well, you know what? I consider all of this news, I'm fighting with Costco. Me and Costco have beef, so.
Really?
Beef hot dogs?
Yeah, but I'm bummed.
What are you mad at him about?
Just this whole thing that they're talking about.
That Nicole can't use her mom's membership card.
They're going to start scanning cards. I mean, I'm so grateful for the $1.50 hot dog combo, but if it costs me $200 just to get in there to get the combo, like, we're fighting.
You got to go through a lot of food to make that worth it, right? At some point.
I mean, I can go through the food. Don't worry about that. But it's the point of it. It's the principle.
Think of the discounted wine, Nicole. You'll be good.
You know what? You convinced me. That's
I thought
all
so.
It takes.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Yeah. Good to get her on here.
Now, nothing beats $2 Chuck. at Trader Joe's. I know it's not. It's inflation. Under Joe Biden's America, it's probably like $20 Chuck now.
Yeah, Charles Shaw. Why? I remember when that was a big deal. Everybody wanted $2 Chuck. It was when they were back drinking. That's back in the day when if you were drinking wine out of a box or a wine bottle with a screw-off bottle, you were really looked down on, and now they've all gone to that.
But you know what it is? When you go to a restaurant and you're ordering a glass of wine, you don't want to be you don't want to look like a cheapo when you're looking at the menu for the prices to get the cheapest one. But we all know that the one that's $8 a glass probably doesn't taste that different than the one that's like $16 a glass. So sometimes you'll pick the one that's like $10 so you don't look completely cheap, like you picked the absolute least expensive one on the menu. But let's be real, we all actually really want that
one. You've really thought this through.
I really have.
And that's the worst wine because they know that you're going to do that.
What, the $10 one?
Yes.
No, I usually go with the cheapest one. No, maybe like a dollar or two up. It's so embarrassing.
The best wine at a restaurant is the second one from the bottom.
Okay, so I'm just going to get the cheapest one then.
Wow. Carl's got this figured out too.
Yes. They know psychology. I'm not going to get the cheapest one. I'll get the second cheapest one.
So I'm glad I don't drink wine because I know my bourbon's by label, so I don't have to worry about
exactly.
That. Thank you.
They're listed alphabetically.
That's right. Exactly. All right. We'll get to a quick break here. We've got In Other News coming up in a minute. Next hour, we're going to talk to Jim Carafano about this Middle East pending disaster over there with Israel and Iraq threatening to bomb them again, or Iran, I should say. There, I pulled a Joe Biden. We're also going to talk to Missouri Senator Denny Hoskins, I believe soon to be Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, about what's going on with paper ballots in the state of Missouri. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Carl's really upset about this. Blink-182 has canceled both of its Missouri concerts, apparently because of illness. The band was supposed to perform tonight in Kansas City and then tomorrow in St. Louis at the Enterprise Center, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I had a meeting yesterday about the lighting that was going to be happening during the show, and then 3 hours later,
Denny Hoskins is going to join us. So, Kim, I have to ask you again. You guys brought up the Olympic pole vaulter thing the other day. I saw a tweet that I didn't quite understand, so I want to ask you about it.
But you finally saw the actual video itself,
the girl,
right?
The girl put out a tweet that said that now on a first date, she asked a guy if he has any interest in pole vaulting. I mean, this thing's gone viral.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Did you finally see the video?
I did see the video. Okay. But what I was far more interested in yesterday was the men's basketball team, who came this close to losing in like the semifinal round.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to go on and play. But they were down 15 points in the third quarter, and they had to rely on Steph Curry, and they barely won. They won by 4 points over Serbia.
Yep.
Because they've won the gold medal 5 times in a row, like they should. They're the 8 or 10 best basketball players in the entire world. But, of course, all these other teams are using their NBA players, too. And right. That Dokic guy was playing for Serbia, and he just about beat him yesterday.
And now they play the home country, France, for the finals.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
The crowd will be against them.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm not watching any of this live. I think this morning sometime that 16-year-old kid ran in the 4x400 relay, and I'm anxious to see how that turned out. I haven't seen it yet.
I watched one of the relays with men and women. I didn't even know that they did that, where the men would hand the baton off to the woman and vice versa.
Yep.
And at the last second, it was the Netherlands and the United States, and the Netherlands girl who was in front just randomly falls. So the U.S. took it.
Wow. I did not see it.
What are the odds of that happening?
Running and swimming.
Right in front of where she was going to cross the finish line, she falls.
I'll have to go back and look that one up. Let's check in with Nicole, too. Nicole Murray, have you been watching any of the Olympics?
We've been trying to keep it on here in studio whenever we can.
Yes.
You know, trying to watch as much as I can.
Did you saw I think it's called artistic swimming. the ladies did the moonwalk. They were upside down in the water, and they moonwalked, and that's kind of gone viral.
That is impressive.
Is this what they used to call synchronized swimming? Have they changed the name for some reason?
To me, it was synchronized swimming, but now apparently it's artistic swimming.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. I have a proposal at the latest IOC meeting. Let's change the name of this sport for no other reason than it sounds better. That's all it could be. I'm sure it was incredible. I haven't seen the video yet, but I have struggled to swim across a pool. I have no idea how those people tread water for that long.
I was going to say, I've also really loved the water polo, which that's
incredible athletes. So
yeah,
those
tread
people
water
are
is
just
phenomenal.
Amazing. Oh, I know. Just crazy. Nicole, what's going on out there in the business world?
Okay, so futures are slightly higher after the indexes notched their best day yesterday since 2022. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 683, the NASDAQ up 464, and the S&P 500 up 119. Owners of the Ameristar Casino Resort has announced plans to triple the size of its convention center to lure more large-scale events to St. Charles County. In addition to its existing 22,000-square-foot convention center space, the property includes a 130,000 square foot casino, nearly 400 hotel rooms, 7 restaurants and cafes, a spa, and other features. Construction on the expansion is expected to be finished by the fall of 2025. For St. Louis, big area lots are set to close as the retailer plans to shutter potentially up to 315 stores. However, the retailer did not provide a timeline for when those locations will cease operations. These changes come as the discount store chain continues to have a drop in revenue. This past quarter, Big Lots reported net sales dropped by 10% compared to the same quarter last year. Aerospace veteran Robert Kelly Ortberg has become Boeing's new CEO with a singular mission: restore the reputation of the U.S. plane manufacturer. On Ortberg's first day Thursday, he took time to walk the floor of Boeing's factory in Renton, Washington, where it builds its best-selling but problematic 737 MAX. Sources say Ortberg plans to talk with employees and review safety and quality plans, with similar visits ahead at other Boeing plants. Boeing shares are down 37% so far this year. Delta Airlines said last month's CrowdStrike outage and subsequent mass flight cancellations cost it roughly $550 million. This includes a $380 million revenue hit in the current quarter and an associated $170 million expense. Delta has said the carrier will pursue legal action against Microsoft and CrowdStrike to recoup the cost of the incident. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in more than a year. The rate fell to 6.47% from 6.73% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. This is the second straight weekly drop in the average rate. And finally, Costco Wholesale will start scanning membership cards at the entrance of all its stores instead of having employees manually check each individual card. Leadership said the new system will save employees and shoppers time with quicker entry and checkouts.
So, I mean, people have been doing this since 2000. Why did it take them 24 years to decide you should have to scan your card to get in?
I predict that this is going to become a measure that they use to make sure, like, I use my mom's Costco card all the time. I bet you this is going to be something that they use to make sure people are actually paying for their individual memberships.
100%. This is like what Netflix did, where they cracked down on how many people were sharing the password. And I was kicked off my family's, because before you absolutely could share it.
Yeah, but if all they're doing is scanning it,
Well, no. So they're scanning it, and if it comes up that yours is expired or inactive, before you're allowed to go into the store, they force you to go over to the counter.
No, I get that.
And they're making you have a photo ID on your Costco membership card. So if yours doesn't have a photo ID, you have to show your driver's license.
Oh.
Or some sort of an identification to prove it's you.
So basically, I'm screwed.
So go stock up now, Nicole. You won't be going back unless you get your own membership.
Love Costco.
All Costco cards had your picture on
mine.
It.
Mine does.
I mean, on the back, though, like if they're really going to take time to check and make sure it's you and that it looks like you, this kind of automates it.
Yeah, my picture's
you know
on
what?
There. Pretty soon it's going to be like TSA, and they're going to do facial recognition on you to make sure you're not cheating, right?
Nicole, just say you identify as whatever your mom's name is. You really can't argue with that these days.
Yeah.
That's who true. Are you to tell me I'm not her?
Oh my gosh, I love this. Ugh, yeah. I love Costco, but this hurts my heart. The samples and everything, it's just why.
You know
why
what's coming?
I just go for the hot dogs.
The hot dogs are fantastic, but they're going to hike those membership fees, I bet, because once they lure people in, I bet they're going to Oh, actually, we're going to... Oh, no, you know what? They didn't they just increase prices?
But as long as they don't increase the price of the hot dog, I mean, you're still saving money.
Mark just cares about the hot dog.
I'm just kidding.
Of all things. Well, you know what? I consider all of this news. I'm fighting with Costco. Me and Costco have beef, so...
Really?
Beef hot dogs?
Yeah, but I'm bumped.
What are you mad at him about?
Just this whole thing that they're talking about.
That Nicole can't use her mom's membership card.
They're going to start scanning cards. I mean, I'm so grateful for the $1.50 hot dog combo, but if it costs me $200 just to get in there to get the combo, like, we're fighting.
You got to go through a lot of food to make that worth it, right, at some point.
I mean, I can go through the food. Don't worry about that. But it's the point of it. It's the principle.
Think of the discounted wine, Nicole. You'll be good.
You know what? You convinced me. That's
I thought
all
so.
It takes.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Yeah. Good to get her on here.
Now, nothing beats $2 chuck at Trader Joe's.
It's not
I know it's
anymore.
Not. It's inflation. Under Joe Biden's America, it's probably like $20 chuck now.
Yeah. Charles Shaw. Why? I remember when that was a big deal. Everybody wanted $2 chuck. It was when they were back drinking. That's back in the day when if you were drinking wine out of a box or a wine
Franzia.
Bottle with a screw off bottle, you were really looked down on, and now they've all gone to that.
But you know what it is? When you go to a restaurant and you're ordering a glass of wine, you don't want to be you don't want to look like a cheapo when you're looking at the menu for the prices to get the cheapest one. But we all know that the one that's $8 a glass probably doesn't taste that different than the one that's like $16 a glass. So sometimes you'll pick the one that's like $10 so you don't look completely cheap, like you picked the absolute least expensive one on the menu. But let's be real, we all actually really want that
one. You've really thought this through.
I really have.
You?
And that's the worst wine because they know that you're going to do that.
What, the $10 one?
Yes.
No, I usually go with the cheapest one. No, maybe the, like a dollar or two up. It's so embarrassing.
The best wine at a restaurant is the second one from the bottom.
Okay, so I'm just going to get the cheapest one then.
Wow. Carl's got this figured out too.
Yes. They know psychology. I'm not going to get the cheapest one. I'll get the second cheapest one. And
so I'm glad I don't drink wine because I know my bourbon's by label, so I don't have to worry about
exactly.
that. Thank you.
They're listed alphabetically.
That's right. Exactly. All right. We'll get to a quick break here. We've got In Other News coming up in a minute. Next hour, we're going to talk to Jim Carafano about this Middle East pending disaster over there with Israel and Iraq threatening to bomb them again, or Iran, I should say. There, I pulled a Joe Biden. We're also going to talk to Missouri Senator Denny Hoskins, I believe soon to be Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, about what's going on with paper ballots in the state of Missouri. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Carl's really upset about this. Blink-182 has canceled both of its Missouri concerts, apparently because of illness. The band was supposed to perform tonight in Kansas City and then tomorrow in St. Louis at the Enterprise Center, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I had a meeting yesterday about the lighting that was going to be happening during the show, and then 3 hours later, this happened.
And it sounds like they announced it on the Instagram. No one has said who was sick, but the band canceled shows back in April because one of the band members was sick. So my guess is it's maybe the same band member who's going through something, and
we'll probably
really
never
sad.
Know.
I have no idea.
Until we do.
I didn't even know they were coming, so see, it's all news to me.
But then again, there are other things in St. Louis tomorrow night. Pink and Sheryl Crow are at the Dome.
Okay. Mm.
You've got George Thorogood and John Fogerty out at the Family Arena. Bush, Jerry Cantrell, and Candlebox at St. Louis Music Park.
Wow.
At Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, you have Five Finger Death Punch and Marilyn Manson. And at the Muni tonight starts In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Wow.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Carl's...
Sorry, Ethan, go ahead.
Nelly won't be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater tonight?
He just busted out of jail.
Yeah, he might be.
All right, golf legend Chichi Rodriguez, known for his antics on the greens, has died at the age of 88. He made his PGA Tour debut in 1960, went on to win 8 times during his 21-year career on the tour, and added 22 senior tour titles. No cause of death was given.
You know, one of the things I enjoyed about him so much is he did a lot of teaching. And he did a lot of little short videos teaching, giving people tips on how to do this or how to do that. And he just, he was so down to earth, and he just made it seem so simple. And, of course,
friendly.
I would then try to go out and do what he did, and I couldn't do it. So,
and on WKRP in Cincinnati, Mark, they called him Chai Chai Rodriguez.
I like that.
Chai Chai Rodriguez. That's so awesome.
Actor Steve Martin reportedly turned down an offer from SNL to impersonate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, of course now the VP pick for Kamala, for an upcoming season. He supposedly told a producer he doesn't do impersonations, and the only reason they reached out to him is because he too has gray hair and glasses. They said they need to find someone who can really nail him. Posted about the whole thing Steve Martin did on social media, saying that the gig comes with a long-term commitment of performing on the show. So I guess it'd be the entire season he would be the official Tim Walz impersonator.
Well, it's only going to last for 3 months till they lose in November. What the hell do you mean long-term, Steve?
It is fair. I mean, he could pull off the look, but I've never seen Steve Martin do impersonations, even though he is really funny.
I thought he was pretty good with impersonations. Maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody else.
Or maybe he doesn't want to do it.
He just doesn't
also
want to
that, because you know it'll be controversial.
Right.
Well, I've only seen him do the wild and crazy guy, you know, the guys going out at night. Can you think of anything else?
No, but he's an actor. He's been in enough movies. He could pull it off, I'm sure. But he just doesn't want to.
A live groundhog was found among the stuffed animals inside one of those claw machines at a Pennsylvania mini golf course. A representative of the vending machine eventually had to be called to unlock the machine and get the little guy out. Wasn't hurt, and no one really knows how he somehow, without anybody noticing, managed to get inside the machine and then clearly couldn't find its way back out.
Oh, imagine, look what I won.
Imagine being the kid that comes back to the table and says, Mama, one of the stuffed animals in there is alive. Mom's like, yeah, I'm going to order another beer or whatever.
No more
imagine if you won it, because how often do you actually get something out of the claw machine? Yeah. It always grabs it, and then right before it drops it, it's, oh, shoot, it lost it. Yeah.
A whole new level of losing it.
Yes. A judge has suspended singer Justin Timberlake's driver's license after his recent DWI arrest in New York. He pleaded not guilty. His attorney claims he wasn't drunk. Officers pulled him over June 18th, say he ran a stop sign and was veering out of his lane.
He should have called Nelly or Scott Rosenblum, right? And take care of that for him.
They can bond over their recent arrests.
Coming up, we'll talk to Secretary of State and nominee now for the Republicans, Denny Hoskins, on switching to paper ballots.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Carl's really upset about this. Blink-182 has canceled both of its Missouri concerts, apparently because of illness. The band was supposed to perform tonight in Kansas City and then tomorrow in St. Louis at the Enterprise Center, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I had a meeting yesterday about the lighting that was going to be happening during the show, and then 3 hours later, this happened.
And it sounds like they announced it on the Instagram. No one has said who was sick, but the band canceled shows back in April because one of the band members was sick. So my guess is this may be the same band member who's going through something, and
we'll probably
really
never
sad.
Know.
I have no idea.
Until we do.
I didn't even know they were coming, so see, that's all news to me.
But then again, there are other things in St. Louis tomorrow night. Pink and Sheryl Crow are at the Dome.
Okay. Mm.
You've got George Thorogood and John Fogerty out at the Family Arena. Bush, Jerry Cantrell, and Candlebox at St. Louis Music Park.
Wow.
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, you have Five Finger Death Punch and Marilyn Manson. And at the Muni tonight starts In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Wow.
Wait, I'm sorry. Carl's. Sorry, you think go ahead.
Nelly won't be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater tonight?
He just busted out of jail.
Yeah, he might be.
All right, golf legend Chichi Rodriguez, known for his antics on the greens, has died at the age of 88. He made his PGA Tour debut in 1960, went on to win 8 times during his 21-year career on the tour, and added 22 senior tour titles. No cause of death was given.
You know, one of the things I enjoyed about him so much is he did a lot of teaching, and he did a lot of little short videos teaching, giving people tips on how to do this or how to do that, and He was so down to earth, and he just made it seem so simple. And, of course, I would then try to go out and do what he did, and I couldn't do it. So,
and anyway. On WKRP in Cincinnati, Mark, they called him
Chai Chai
Rodriguez.
I like that.
Chai Chai Rodriguez. That was so awesome.
Actor Steve Martin reportedly turned down an offer from SNL to impersonate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, of course now the VP pick for Kamala, for an upcoming season. He supposedly told a producer he doesn't do impersonations, and the only reason they reached out to him is because he too has gray hair and glasses. They said they need to find someone who can really nail him. posted about the whole thing Steve Martin did on social media, saying that the gig comes with a long-term commitment of performing on the show. So I guess it'd be the entire season. He would be the official Tim Walz impersonator.
Well, it's only going to last for 3 months till they lose in November. What the hell do you mean long-term, Steve?
It is fair. I mean, he could pull off the look, but I've never seen Steve Martin do impersonations, even though he is really funny.
I thought he was pretty good with impersonations. Maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody else.
Or maybe he doesn't want to do it.
He just doesn't
also
want to do
that, because you know it'll be controversial.
Right.
Well, I've only seen him do the wild and crazy guy, you know, the guys going out at night. Can you think of anything else?
No, but he's an actor. He's been in enough movies. He could pull it off, I'm sure. But he just doesn't want to.
A live groundhog was found among the stuffed animals inside one of those claw machines at a Pennsylvania mini golf course. A representative of the vending machine eventually had to be called to unlock the machine and get the little guy out. Wasn't hurt, and no one really knows how he somehow, without anybody noticing, managed to get inside the machine and then clearly couldn't find its way back out.
Mama, imagine, look what I won.
Imagine being the kid that comes back to the table and says, Mama, one of the stuffed animals in there is alive. Mom's like, yeah, I'm going to order another beer or whatever.
No more
imagine
sugar
if,
for you,
imagine
son.
If you won it, because how often do you actually get something out of the claw machine? Yeah. It always grabs it, and then right before it drops it, it's, oh, shoot, it lost it. Yeah.
A whole new level of losing it.
Yes. A judge has suspended singer Justin Timberlake's driver's license after his recent DWI arrest in New York. He pleaded not guilty. His attorney claims he wasn't drunk. Officers pulled him over June 18th, say he ran a stop sign and was veering out of his lane.
He should have called Nelly or Scott Rosenblum, right? And take care of that for him.
They can bond over their recent arrests.
Coming up, we'll talk to Secretary of State and nominee now for the Republicans, Denny Hoskins, on switching to paper ballots.
Get more at 971talk.com.